to go. Everyone keeps growing old. No one finds their treasure here. No one finds the treasure here in this town. Oh, God's no glory. This town, you're just another story in this town. Oh, in this town. This town. Oh, this town.
You are listening to WHFR Dearborn. You have enjoyed Jennifer Westwood and the Handsome Devils. But folks, it's time for Motor Live Drive at 5. And coming fresh off the Metro Times blowout, we have a special treat for you today. You are about to listen to the Bronze Mambas. Fellas, you ready to do this? Are we tuned up?
Streets now.
And that's how we kick things off when you got the Bronze Mambas happening. How you doing, fellas?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Welcome to Motor. You guys came out and just cranked it up and kicked it just every bit.
Right on.
You're warmed up from last night, huh?
We are warmed up from last night.
Okay.
St. Andrews Hall, Metro Times Blowout. It was a great time.
With all the gear that you could bring back with you, that is.
Yeah.
We left
A little bit got left behind, but...
But they're going to sit on that and keep it for you, right, guys at St. Andrews? Because you're going to take care of my fellas. That would be the good and proper thing to do.
It would be good and proper.
So all you St. Andrews listeners out there, we appreciate you looking out for Bronze Mambas very much. So, hey, before we get started, tell us who this is. Tell us about the Bronze Mambas.
All right, Bronze Mambas, we're a three-piece psych rock band. We're comprised of David Bronze on vocals,
hey there.
Xander Way sitting there on the drums, and then me on the guitar. We do not have a bass player.
His name is Dan O'Leary, by the way.
Yeah, my name's Dan O'Leary.
There you have it.
What was I going to say there? I don't know. I kind of go on these rants, and I don't really know where I'm going. But,
just a guitar virtuoso.
Basically, we've been around for about a year. We've been Bronze Mambas since... about last July, we just released a new album. Really excited, doing some good things right now. Just main goal is to always be moving forward, and I feel like we're doing that. I'm just constantly taking steps. So we got some more songs for you.
Right on.
Right.
Well, that
you guys.
That got the adrenaline flowing. That first song the folks heard, just to let them know, was you want to give them the name? The
called
news?
Why I Love You.
Why I Love You.
Why I Love You. No, okay. I. It's a little tricky tricky thing there.
There you
why,
go.
Why I Love You.
That detail's not real important.
I'll make sure to get that right in the computer and all that for all you listening. But let's get to the music, and we'll come back and talk about the album.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Now, you know, once again, you guys got me rocking now. We got to talking about the last song. We didn't introduce this song, so let's set things straight. What did we just hear just now?
You heard a song called Tres Días.
Ooh.
It's one of the first songs we ever wrote.
Talk about some reverb. So, Tres Días. Okay. So now, speaking about first songs you ever wrote, tell me about this. A year and a half now?
Yep, about a year and a half we've been together.
And how's the writing coming? You guys just getting together and can't hear? Okay, we got some technical issues. The guitar
Basically,
player can't hear us right now.
We used to be a band called The Bronze Way, and it was me and the drummer and some other fellas, and eventually we formed into our drummer Alex, used to be our guitar player, and then we found Dan to play guitar, and Alex went to the drums, and we changed our band name.
Okay, well,
can you guys hear me?
We can hear you just fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Now, you're using an
effect. In the studio.
Oh, in the studio.
Yeah, I can't. Sir. That's better. Sweet.
Okay, there you go. So now, when you put it together and became Bronze Mambas, everybody kind of moved and shifted. One guitarist became singer, one guitarist became drummer, and then you, Dan, just said, I am the guitarist. And you got this.
Oh, no, it wasn't that much of a seizure. It wasn't violent or anything.
Just throwing bows.
We moved on from our previous drummer, and Alex, he's real ambitious, decided to get back on the drum kit. I was a bedroom guitarist for probably about 6 or 7 years, where I wasn't even playing in a band. So I accumulated all these octave pedals, whammies, kind of stuff that's kind of fun just to play alone, I guess. Then I put it with the whole band, introduced it to them, and really everything we've done since then has been super organic, natural. We don't have, Alex will create a beat, I'll play something on top of it, and Dave just sings whatever he wants to after that, and it kind of creates the music. We don't have to match up or anything like that. So it's just real natural. Writing doesn't take a lot of work. It's kind of...
Okay, you got a whole lot of minds blown right now, because there's a whole lot of bedroom shredders who are going, whoa, there's hope for me yet. Listen to that cat. So let's introduce the next song this time before we go into it.
All right.
And show them what you've been working with and coming up with together.
This is a rather new song. It's called Bacon.
All right, then. You're about to hear Bacon from Bronze Mambas here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Let's hit it.
We'll be right back.
All right, Bacon from Bronze Mambas. You know, you got some interesting time starts there. It's yeah. People have got to see you live because you can blow out some microphones and what we've got here. The experience has got to be live. How often are you getting out and about and sharing it?
When we started gigging a lot more, probably to start the year, been playing about 3 shows a month, sometimes more, sometimes less. We've been trying to slow down a little bit so that we're not, killing our same fans, trying to bring our same friends out over and over, which sucks because we want to play out every single night.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, play as many shows as possible, but then you create less of an event. So we've been trying to keep it at about 2 times a month. Like last night we played St. Andrews at Metro Times Blowout. Tonight we're playing a CD release show for Walk Your Bike. They're based out of Yipsey in Ann Arbor, so we're playing that at the Blind Pig tonight. So, you know, maybe we're trying to create like a little more distance between when we come places, just
make people want you more.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, they should. I mean, and now the full-fledged album, because you were doing this thing before where you were doing releases, like just mini releases for every show. What was that?
Yeah.
Alex here, he's an absolute garage band pro. He knows the program inside and out probably better than anyone. So we have hundreds of hours of jam sessions. We record our practices all the time, and basically we'll go from 5 to 10 and just record straight through, and it's all original material. Throw that onto a CD, give it out. We'll redo demos, especially when we're starting out, because our songs are evolving so quickly. And pretty much anytime someone came out to see us, we revamped our songs completely because we're just getting better, learning what we can do, what we can't do, and what we do best. So
they'd be like Trace Diaz spring of 2013 and fall of 2013, and just the evolution of a track.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. That's how you grow up that grassroots following.
Exactly.
And that's how come Bronze Mambas are growing like you are. Well, right. Come on with it. So what are we going to hear next?
We are going to play you a song called Evil Woman.
Come on, Evil Woman. What you got? Bronze Mambas, Motor Live Drive at 5.
There's a heartfelt feeling flowing through my veins. What lies ahead, I can't say. But wait, throw all my thoughts insane until I've gone away. We'll be right back. needing ecstasy. She said, I'm coming for your love. So walk, leave me alone. I want you while you left me alone. Oh, I'm 20 with your love, baby, in a pocket full of gold. Oh, I need ecstasy. She said, I'm coming for your love. So walk, leave me alone. I want you while. Take it where you want to. Yeah. I can take it where you want to. Girl. I can take you anywhere.
There you have it, Evil Woman from Bronze Mambas. Now we gotta know, who is this young lady? Whose heart was broken? Who's confessing?
Yes, a 4-year relationship back in the about 5 years ago. That's what it was pretty much written about.
And you let her know, fair game, she was about to become a song.
Nope. Hey. Nope, she still probably doesn't know.
She made her choice, so well. That's what happens.
That's right.
So now what about the home life? I hear you like no furry creatures at all. What is this? Now that she's
somebody must have told you. I got a lot of dogs and cats at home. Got 5 dogs, 4 cats. I'm a huge animal lover.
All right, so there's a future crossover with show with Peter coming. All right.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Peter, where you at?
That's why Bronze Mambas, you're not having any pythons or anything at home to wrap up the little fellas.
I actually really, really want a snake, but my girlfriend won't let me.
Oh, okay. And this one's a keeper, so therefore.
And I'm really, really, the reason she won't let me is because I want to turn it into a vegan snake. I won't feed it live mice, which is probably against PETA. That's probably
okay, then that's wrong.
It's not good, right? It's not
that's
good.
Just wrong.
I know. It's just a dream.
Right.
It's a dream.
True to its nature. Give that bad boy some birds or something every now and again.
Yeah, he's got to get out and, you know, hunt.
So speaking of hunting and whatnot, what is Bronze Mambas doing when you're not on stage and not practicing and jamming together? Dude. Are we still hanging together? Are we going to the...
We live music quite a bit, almost every day. We're doing something musical. Alex, what do you like to do besides music?
I like to work my day job and then buy and invest in my drum set.
There you go. Alex is a new drummer, and it's very expensive to be a drummer.
Yeah, I've been playing for about a year and a half now, learning the craft pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
Did you keep all the guitars, or did Dan take them off your hands? What happened?
Oh, I still hit the acoustic every once and again.
Okay.
But I really leave the electric.
No, he can still shred pretty good. He's being a little humble right now, but...
And speaking of... Now, it's not just... You don't just settle for... living with your 6th string, but I'm hearing Dale's a guitar hero, Dan. What's up?
Dale's a guitar hero. What do you mean?
That's where you started your career?
I dabbled. I dabbled a little bit.
Once he passed expert, he had to move on to a real guitar.
Pressing those buttons wasn't the same anymore. XYZ, XYZ.
Yeah.
All right.
My vision either.
and it was just like, no bass players allowed, huh?
Yeah. A lot of hype about that. A lot of bass players have asked us some stuff, but we love what we do.
And you got it on lock, and it's happening as is.
Yeah, it's actually been pretty crazy. We've had a lot of people actually, after we played a show, they haven't come up to us and said, hey guys, nice job. If you're looking for a bass player, let's get some going. We've had several people not talk to us at all and message us later online and say, hey guys, I'd like to hang out and play bass for you.
Like, and was it like pushy?
Yeah. After we said we're not looking, you know, the conversation ended and didn't say we were good or anything. But
so you just like want to show them up and show up with like a synth bass player someday and say, here's for you or what?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay.
I just don't want to stop doing what we're doing, I guess.
It'll always be 3.
It works. This is Bronze Mambas and this is happening. You've had the other experiences in history and they found them.
Yeah, this is the universe came down to this, and I couldn't be happier.
So say we all. So let's hear a song.
All right, we're going to play you a song called... Yeah, we're going to play Ghosts.
There you have it, Ghost from Bronze Mambas. Hey guys, I want everybody to know, because like, if they haven't seen you yet, they need to. And if they have seen you, they want to know when to see you next. So why don't we let them know? You say you're doing a show tonight. You're leaving here and going and keeping it going.
Yep, we'll be going right from here to the Blind Pig in Ann Arbor. What? We should be playing around 9:30.
State police, get out the way, please. after that, what we say, Northern Lights, what's happening?
Yep. After that, we're playing the Northern Lights May 9th. We've been playing there a couple times over the last year. It's a very good atmosphere. They have a great patio, good beer prices, good area. Then after that, we are playing at the Old Miami on a Thursday with My Pale Veil and the Wild Adriatic. They're a band from New York. Very excited to play that one. And, no, I've got a couple more after that. Next real big one that we're very excited about is May 23rd at PJ's Lager House.
Definitely.
It's going to be a great night.
I was talking to somebody today, talking about you guys were heading up to Port Huron the 16th, right?
Port Huron's kind of our home away from home.
Right.
Good deal. Likewise for me, actually. But so you're spreading the love.
Yeah.
Not just Ann Arbor, Port Huron, as well as down here in the hometown area. Keep them out there. Everybody, go check out Bronze Mambas. You're on Facebook. You're on Bandcamp. Where else should people be looking for you?
We've got a YouTube page. Bronze Mambas on YouTube.
We got the Twitter.
Oh, we're tweeting.
Twitter.
We're Instagramming. What's
A little Instagram.
We're pretty young on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah, we got like 28 followers or something, so you could join that army.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take some pictures today before you go. Pass them back to you.
Okay.
Yep, good to have it.
At Bronze Mambas in case you have trouble searching.
All right.
So.
Okay, now, y'all, we can do this pretty simply. Bronze Mambas, M-A-M-B-A-S. Go to WHFR.FM. You'll see the playlist of what they're doing, all the songs as they're happening. And more importantly, we haven't talked about this. The new album, Back from the Dead, Volume 1, it's alive. Where did you get that? Talk to me. Okay, originality, definitely.
One of the first songs that we wrote was called Back from the Dead, and we actually hated it. And it became the album name.
Yeah, the song became kind of charming. It's really, really obnoxious and loud. And then we just kind of built on it, and it's still super obnoxious and loud, but just kind of like this thing we do. We're gonna be playing that today, but you know, we just kind of decided to name the whole album after it, throw it first on the CD. You know, just kind of blast them with some real annoying noises. We could probably play that right now for you. We're playing it a little later, but
we just talked it up so much. Would it throw you guys off to go into it?
Oh, no, that. No, not at all. Just don't expect too much.
I don't know. Well, I got to ask you this before we go into this.
Yep.
Alex, was this a GarageBand production, the album, or how do we do this? Who was behind the boards? Who was producing?
Our second home out in Port Huron called Schwank Soundstead. We did a live tracking, so it was all in one take. Actually, maybe 2 to 3 takes each, but... We picked them out of the 3 takes, each song.
And we all recorded together.
Recorded together, 3 different rooms. One, David was in the kitchen doing the vocals. I was in the living room doing the drums. And Dan was in the dining room doing guitar.
One thing about this band is I think that we feed off each other's energy a lot. And so we wanted to do the record together live as we do at the shows.
But not being able to see one another, how did that work out?
Well, we could kind of see through. It's kind of an open layout house.
It's a big old 100-year-old house in Port Huron.
The rooms.
All right. As long as it worked, and the proof is in the pudding, they can go tune in to Bandcamp for one.
Yeah.
And there it is. One place to get started with you. You'll have it available at the shows, yes?
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay. And we're going to give them the title track kicking right now.
Short and sweet.
Bronze Mambas.
Yeah.
There you have it, short and sweet, like you said. And this is how you kick off the album.
Yep, we decided to put it the title track first on the album. It took a big 180.
It's alive, and it stays alive. How many tracks on this album?
There was 9.
So they're not just getting any quick little EP. You didn't just hit this and run away.
Yeah, no, it's not an EP. I mean, if we decided to drag out every single song into another verse and chorus and bore our audience to death, I mean, we probably would have had a 45-minute CD, but I feel like you just kind of should hit them with the idea and, you know, keep it short and sweet and end the song.
All right. Now, something I found interesting, David.
Yes,
we started off with, I don't know if you were hearing the band that we were featuring before we got started with you guys, but people may not know, listening to you, that you were the country singer.
Yep. I loved country music in high school. Did a couple talent shows, some Garth Brooks, Thunder Rolls.
There you go.
Thunder Rolls. Garth Brooks. I did some Diamond Rio. But I actually grew up on like Led Zeppelin and stuff. I just had a country phase in high school where I was going out in the woods and cranking music, having campfires.
So that's just something that might be the side thing when you're not...
Yeah, it's been a while since I really listened to some country. I mean, it's a little different than what we're doing now. So I always listen to some pretty intense music.
When you throw your passion into something, that's where it should be. But we're glad you're doing Bronze Mambas now. You guys coming together hard. David, Dan, Xander, so glad to have you down here.
Glad to be here.
When Volume 2 kicks, you have to come back. But in the meantime, keep letting the people know what you got right now. Let's talk about the next song. What are we about to hear?
We're going to play a... it's kind of a slow jam at first, but it's all about power. It's about feeling real strong. It's called Space Tiger.
All right, then.
I'm so alive. Stay with me, stay with me.
Bronze Mamba's right here on the Mortal Live Drive at 5. That's Space Tiger doing some, starting out, like you say, slow, loving it, and building up, and just slap him in the face with it. Got to have that love for those animals of yours. Huh?
That's yeah. right.
Okay. That's what you do. That's what you do. Be passionate about it. Stay with it.
We got a big old snake on our kick drum right now. We got that yesterday. Pretty pumped about that. Shout out to One Soul Graphics Detroit.
All right then,
yeah,
fellas.
This thing is outrageous looking.
That's how you get attention and make them remember you after the show. Good on you. Good on you.
Somebody could bring me a snake to a live show. I swear I won't turn into a vegan. I'll be good.
Now, I was trying to dig your Instagram feed, but your Facebook page won't post that. A little private. What you got going out there? What are we doing after the show or in between sets?
Our Facebook page is private?
Your Instagram feed.
Really? Mm. Interesting. We'll have to...
News to us.
We'll have to fix that.
Okay. People want to see you. Let them know... well, now, okay, David, you've just taken yourself off the market. Sorry, ladies. But, you know, at least yep. he's not making the Mamba go vegan. So take the concessions where we find them. Xander, Dan, what's the deal when we're not playing the guitar? Or GarageBand or Guitar Hero. However we want to get out there and celebrate life.
Yeah, you know, just do the 9 to 5. You know, and then aside from that, you know, it's hanging out with my friends, the girlfriend. Huge Lions fan. The NFL draft is tonight. I'm probably going to be checking the status on that between songs tonight.
I'm about to say, you're going to be jamming, rocking the house off.
Yeah, I'm going to be fiending for it. Yeah, it's going to be a huge problem.
All right. Hey, that's what you call multitasking. Yeah. Go ahead with yourself. If you see him with an iPad on the side of the stage, he's not checking tunings on his guitar, folks. It's all about the Lions, and you can't blame him. All right? We need those linemen right now. But, right now, we're glad we got you here. This has been a while coming. We've been working up for this. And like I said, Back from the Dead, Volume 1, just dropped. Get this now. Go to Bronze Mamba's Facebook page to start. Dig the Instagram. Is it at Bronze Mamba's on Twitter?
Yes, sir.
All right. And what was the other one we said you had out there?
We have a Bandcamp. That's where our CD's for sale.
Right, right. Okay, and we'll just let people know to come tuning in. Bronze Mamba's, every chance you get, you will be hearing them on WHFR. This is original, local, homegrown talent, and we're just going to tip our hat to you. We're going to keep you playing music because we want you to do your thing.
Right on. We're so happy to be here, by the way.
Thank you for being here. So let them know what's coming next. What song we got?
Boys.
What's this?
What's it gonna be, boys? Raven? Legend?
Raven.
We're gonna play a song called The Raven.
Right here, Bronze Mamba's Motor Live Drive at 5. Some time. Feeling so good.
did it hurt? Stealing my love, right behind my back. I'm not gonna break. You'll see me again inside my head, but not in my heart. Let down my sacred, cause stealing all my love.
There you have Raven. Let me get that right. Raven by Bronze Mambas. You look like you've been running miles upon miles.
It is like running 10 miles playing these songs. Hey, but I wouldn't do it any other way, you know?
Give it your all. Leave it on the floor when you're done.
Love it.
Hey, guys, we've got somebody here who wants to keep championing your cause, share a little something about Bronze Mambas.
Right on.
So if you don't mind, we're going to pass the mic to a certain gentleman. Lee?
Hey, Mark, thank you for having me back here on Motor Live Drive and also for having the Bronze Mambas here.
Okay, now, I should ask you. Now, things have changed since we saw you last, brother. How do we introduce you now? Lee?
Majors.
Okay, then.
You want to hear the story really quick?
Okay.
Woke up one morning a couple months ago, couldn't get on to my Facebook page, didn't know what to do. I was typing in the correct password, the name, and they just would not accept it for whatever reason. So then they wanted me to verify my real name, so I had to put that in. And because I did that, I can't go back to what it was. And like most of my friends, a lot of my friends don't use their real name, you know, maybe the first name and then something else or whatever. And it does take Facebook a really long time, but they do go after people who don't seem to use their real name on Facebook. So I think I'm stuck with that on Facebook. But hey, that's okay. So you can call me either or.
Okay, we just want the community out there to know that Lee Majors is still out here pumping great bands and bringing Bronze Mambas to WHFR.
Yeah, Lee.
So tip of the hat to my man.
Thank you.
And he didn't get married and take her name.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah, I'm not Jack White. Uh-oh. We're friends. I shouldn't have said that.
All love, Jack.
Anyways,
love.
I'll tell you about a few quick shows coming up. Tomorrow night at Blowout at Baker's, The Illiches, Dwayne the Brand New Dog, and Characteristics. Saturday at Blowout at Paychecks, Valley Hush, Nigel and the Dropout, Ancient Language, and Boogie Nights. May 14th at Old Miami, as the guy said in the studio a few moments ago, it's My Pal Val, 5 Pound Snap, and the Bronze Mambas. And I believe Adriatic, is that right, guys?
Yeah, that's it.
Wild Adriatic.
Wild Adriatic, sure. I didn't have that down. And then I'll be back here on Thursday, May 14th with Nigel and the Dropout.
Here, here.
Who 2 days after that will have their own record release show at Loving Touch on Saturday, May 16th with Tart, Characteristics, The Illiches, and Chris Jarvis. And actually, Nigel and the Dropout and the Bronze Mambas, I think, ran into each other or saw each other at a house party a couple of months ago and have since become good friends. So we're trying to get them on a show together also.
Love Nigel and the Dropout.
We actually played our first show ever with Nigel and the Dropout about a year ago. Random show we got put on for some of our buddies. They're in a band called Sick, and Nigel and the Dropout was playing that band.
It
blew us away.
I keep forgetting about that show. We did that at the Loving Touch.
Yep.
Yeah, and we were awful. We couldn't have been any worse, really. But they definitely stood out, and we've been following them since. And
you know, you guys weren't that bad. Otherwise, we wouldn't be working together.
Hey,
thanks,
that might be your memory, Lee.
But you saw the potential, and here you are now.
I did see the potential, and that's why we're together now, guys.
Well, there you have it. So, potentially, Bronze Mambas, you're about to walk out our door. Let's hear those names. Let the world know who you are one last time before you do this one last song.
Xander Way on drums.
Dan O'Leary, guitar.
David Bronze, the vocals.
Folks, Bronze Mamba just dropped Back from the Dead, Volume 1. It's live. It's all that. You need to be checking it out. Facebook, Bandcamp, Instagram. Important thing is, get with this, and then come back next week as we welcome home Jackie Stahl and the White Russians. I'm going to learn to talk yet, probably by next week, as they bring their new album, Used. But Bronze Mambas, get with me one more time. Give me a song.
Kill it, guys.
This song is called Heights. It's going to be the last one for us.
Heights, Bronze Mambas. Peace out.
Trapped, I had it all just lost.
dirt on the ground. Now I am hollow. I can't wait for tomorrow. So when I wake up, I can feel it again. I just can't anymore. I don't care if I'm wrong. If you feel so right, don't care if you can't stand me. Don't care if you're wrong. Songs. I wouldn't speak to anyone. My hair was so long, and I was just a sinning man. How did I continue? I left it up to the stars. I don't care if it's wrong. This just feels so right. I don't care if you can't stand me. Don't care if you're okay. I don't care if it's wrong. This just feels so right. I don't care if you can't.
I'm Jen Siggett, and you're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
The makers of Chasen Sanborn Coffee, the superb blend you know is fresh, present the Chasen Sanborn Hour, and your host, Edward Arnold. This is Edward Arnold once again greeting you and extending a hearty welcome to our special guest, Spencer Tracy. On hand are Dorothy L'Amour.
Oh, Mr. Arnold.
Just a minute, Charlie.
You might put in a word for my summer stock company.
Your summer stock company? Yeah. Well, Charlie, I didn't know you were an impresario.
Let's leave personalities out of this, Mr. Arnold. Do you want to buy some tickets to my show?
Well, not now, Charlie. On hand are Dorothy L'Amour, John Carter, Claude, and Clarence Stroud.
Just buy a couple of ducats. That's all I ask of you.
Later, Charlie, please. Robert Armbruster, the Chase and Sanborn Orchestra.
How about a couple of pasteboards, huh?
Afterwards, Charlie, afterwards. Yeah. Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
I can let you have a couple of good ones down front, too.
All right, Charlie, I'll take two tickets just to get rid of you.
Yeah, for four tickets, you can get rid of Bergen.
All right, four tickets. Now, may I go on?
Yes, go on, yes. But definitely, Mr. Arnold, definitely.
Thanks. We all hope that you will enjoy our show and that throughout...